Investigators have revealed stronger links between Russia and the Ukrainian rebels accused of shooting down Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. 298 people, including 38 Australians, were killed when the plane crashed over eastern Ukraine in 2014. The international team investigating the disaster released a series of phone recordings overnight showing secure communication between Russian officials and the separatists. Russian officials have brushed off the new evidence. The family of a 19-year-old shot and killed by a police officer in a remote Northern Territory community is calling for justice. Thousands of people marched through Yuendamu yesterday to protest the shooting of Kumajai Walker. The 28-year-old police officer charged with the murder is expected to plead not guilty.
My granddaughter is only 18 years old and, you know, she lost the love of her life. And we wonder, you know, we wonder what justice to be done.
New South Wales and Queensland are facing escalating fire conditions again today, ahead of more hot, dry weather next week. In Queensland, dozens of fires are still burning across the state, two significant blazes near Bundaberg and Gympie. In New South Wales, a severe fire danger rating is in place today, from south of Sydney to the Queensland border. Meanwhile, the north and west of the country are in the middle of a severe and extreme heat wave.